This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we praise you. Hallelujah. We worship you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you.
It's in the white book. It's number 51. Number 51 in the white book.
Nearer, still nearer.
Draw us, O Lord. Draw us, Lord Jesus, closer to yourself. Hallelujah. Jesus, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice, and you told thy love through me.
Thank you, Lord.
Is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God, a place where sin cannot molest, near to the heart of God. Oh, Jesus, blessed.
Near to the heart of God.
Lord, your light.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jesus, we praise you. Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord Jesus. Jesus.
Oh, oh, oh.
Oh, God. Thank you, Lord. 365 in the hymn book. 365. Let's stand as we sing all the way. My Savior leads me. Mother and son is well to take heed to, that the Lord can open doors and close doors, and the way to really find the way through the open door and not to try to blast and barge through the closed door is what Psalm 37 says and what we've heard read to us. It's not one of the daily readings in the devotional. It's one of those articles that comes before. Delight yourself in the Lord, or it comes at the end. Delight yourself in the Lord, and He will give you the desires of your heart. Delight yourself in the Lord, and then commit your way. Commit your way unto the Lord. Proverbs 3 says, don't lean to your own understanding. And so many times, I suppose it's easy for us to try to figure out our own way. And we then lean to our own understanding. This is what we think, and this is what they tell me. And you'll find that too, as we heard. Brother Hunt said he wouldn't be pushed into the call of God for his life. He wouldn't allow people to pressure him, tell him what they felt he should do. He wanted to know that from the Lord. And the Lord has to lead the way, and the Lord has to direct our path. But I think that article goes on to say, that reading that we heard an excerpt from, it goes on to say, and He shall bring it to pass. Commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. And that's a promise. He will bring it to pass. God's will is not an enigma. It's not a puzzle. It's not a shot in the dark. God wants to make His will plain to every one of us. He says, we read in the Bible, that you'll hear a still small voice. Sometimes we're too loud, or we have too many things going on. to get quiet and delight ourselves in the Lord and commit our way unto the Lord and trust in Him and fret not ourselves because of the evildoers. We're too busy, occupied with everything else that we can't hear that still small voice. And the still small voice is the one that says, this is the way. This is the way. Walk in it. This is the way. And I'm thankful that the Lord has a way of communicating to each one of us His perfect plan and perfect will. I remember once, years and years ago, in Ozone Park, and this was long before I was the pastor of the church there, and I was sitting in the congregation, and Sister Pearl Young was there that Sunday morning. And she stood up behind the pulpit, and she was going to say something and speak to us, but she didn't. For a long time, she just stood there with her eyes closed. And I wondered if she forgot what she was supposed to say. I'm sure she didn't. She was just looking to the Lord. And the Lord was maybe putting something on her heart. I don't know. But she was not wanting to speak her own words, not wanting to think her own thoughts or say her own things. But Lord, what do you want me to say? And I'm sure that God was directing her and leading her. And I'm sure she was committing herself to the Lord. And then she opened her mouth and she said something. It wasn't the message that she preached. It was sort of the precursor to the message. It was all by itself. It wasn't at all connected or part of it. But she said, you can be satisfied with God's second best for your life. But there are some of you, and God wants to reveal to you His perfect plan and His perfect will. You can be satisfied with God's second best, but God has better. He wants to reveal to you and show to you His perfect will, His perfect plan. We can get so still, not just talking about no noise, no decibel levels, but I'm talking about inside, in our minds, in our hearts. We need to get so still, be still, and know that I am God. Be still, and let you, one of my sheep, hear my voice. And not just, I'm going to be a Christian, but Lord, what do you want me to do? What is your call over my life? And these matters of school, these matters of vocation, these matters, they're larger matters, but it's not a healthy thing just to pray about those things. It's better to start, Lord, here's today. Here's today. Now help me to do your will today. Not where am I going to live, what am I going to do with my life, and who am I going to get married to. Start with, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Do you want me to say a word for you or not? Do you want me to do this or not? Lord, I want your will to be done in my life today. And not just the three biggies or six biggies or whatever biggies you have, but Lord, today, do your will in me. And then when you get to school, wherever it is, that's not the end of it. It's not, well, now I know where I'm supposed to be. I'm here for 4 years. It's, Lord, now what do you want me to do today here at school? Because you have a will, a perfect will for my life. You have a plan for me. And also, it's not good that we get under a strain about this either. And you can do that. You get all tied up and now, I don't know, what do you want? I don't know. Should I put my left sock on first or my right sock? Should I walk on the left side of the street or the right side of the street? I don't know what I should do. Lord, show me which side. And you can get all tied up. Just commit your way unto the Lord. And simply trust in Him. And He shall bring it to pass. He'll open doors that you couldn't open. He'll close doors that you thought maybe were open for you. He has a perfect will for your life. And all the way through, He leads us from earth to glory. All the way through. It doesn't stop when we find our job. It doesn't stop when we find our spouse. It doesn't stop when we find our territory or geographical location. It continues every day. Lord, your will be done this day. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done this day, even as it's being done in heaven. And you'll make a mistake, and I'll make a mistake, and we all will. But the idea is that we don't want to, and we're trying to learn to follow the will of God for our lives. What wilt thou have me to do? You remember the Apostle Paul, he had an idea. He thought he knew what he wanted to do, but the Spirit suffered me not. I wanted to go there, but the Spirit said, no, forbade me to go. Shut that door. opened up another door. And that's the way the Lord wants to teach us. It's a real learning process. It's higher education. It's a PhD. Lord, that I can be led every moment. I've heard some of our ministers say, you know, every song they sing, my grandfather, when he got up to speak, he often didn't have any thoughts in his mind, even when he stood up behind the pulpit. But the Lord just gave him what to say at the moment he was going to say it. Now, that was a real gift that God had given him. Brother Edwin told us that once in morning worship, and then he said, don't you guys try it. unless the Lord does that. But that God can lead us that minutely. God can lead us in the things that we say. God can lead us in the places that we go. I must needs, Jesus said, I have to go through Samaria. Why? Well, there's a woman there, and his father led him. I'm not going to go just where I want to go. I'm not going to go the way I usually go. Lord, how do you want me to go? What do you want me to do? I'm here at your disposal this day. What have I to ask beside? You've led me thus far. You've guided me thus far. And Lord, you're going to lead me all the way through. And so let's let him lead us today. Learn today what it means to follow his leading, to follow his call. My sheep, they know my voice. A stranger's voice do they not know, but they know my voice and they follow my call, for my sheep know my voice. Lord, train our ears and our hearts. Lord, all of us, decisions that we need to make, the big ones, the little ones, in everything, Lord. We do commit our ways to you and our life to you. There are crossroads at times, Lord, and we don't know which way to go, but thank you, Lord. Thank you that we can feel the prompting of your spirit. This is the way. Walk in it. This is what I'd have you to do. This is where I want you to be. This is what I'd like you to say. Lord, we'd like to minimize the errors and the mistakes and the missteps. Lord, we all perhaps fail at one time or another. But Lord, we want to learn better your ways, the ways of Zion, the way that you lead, the way that you direct, the way that you speak. And so we pray, Lord, that you will help all of us to follow your call, to go where you lead. You have good pastures for us. You lead us beside the still waters. You restore our soul. You lead us in paths of righteousness for your name's sake. Lord, how good a shepherd you are, and how thankful we are that we call you our shepherd, our good shepherd. Lord, the one that laid down his life for his sheep. And so, Lord, it's safe for us to follow you. Give us an ear to hear what you say. Open our understanding to your ways. Make us sensitive to the wooings and promptings of your Holy Spirit. We pray for Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen. Let's sing that. Or before we sing, I'm sorry. We've been asked to pray. Two requests. One, Carly went home yesterday. She wanted to be where her grandmother is having surgery. It was supposed to be yesterday, and then by the end of the meeting in the morning, they had moved it, and she had other medical issues that they wanted to iron out before they did the surgery, which is now scheduled for today. And so Carly asked that we pray for her grandmother. I don't know her, but we can pray and ask the Lord to give her help. And then also, right before meeting, our sister Olga, who is counseling down in the cottage, asked us to pray for a situation out in California where she lives. She lives right next to the garlic capital of the world. That's Gilroy. And I've been through there a lot of times. When you ride through Gilroy, you open your windows, if it's the right time of the year especially, and you smell garlic. Now, why do I do that? I don't even like garlic. But it's just a novelty. It's so interesting. Then they have a garlic festival there. Sister Olga brought me garlic one year. All kinds of garlic. Garlic this kind of garlic, that kind of garlic. And you know, you use it in cooking and stuff like that. And so it's useful. And yesterday, I understand, there was a mass shooting in Gilroy at that garlic festival. And several were killed, among them a six-year-old boy. And Sister Olga lives in the next town. I'm not saying she knows people that were there, and you know, but she asked that we please pray for the situation there, and the unrest and the unsettled feeling. And I have no details. I didn't know about it at all until I was shown the message. But Lord, we pray that you will come to that situation in Gilroy. Lord, those that have been bereaved, those that have been injured, I don't know if they caught whoever it was or not. I have no idea. But Lord, we just commit the whole matter to you. We pray, Lord Jesus, you see the terrible situation, Lord. Sin is bad, and it causes bad things. The enemy comes to steal and to kill and to destroy and wreak havoc. No rhyme or reason, no rationale. Lord, some off-the-wall cause that has nothing to do with the innocent victims that are lying there in hospital beds or worse. But Lord Jesus, we thank you that we can keep our eyes on you. And we want to, Lord. And we pray, Lord, I don't know, these people may know you, some may love you, there may be family members, there may be those that need help from you today, Lord, in their souls, that have been reminded, Lord, the brevity of life, the long length of eternity. Deal with them, O Lord. Somehow in this mess, in this terrible situation, Lord, bring glory to your name. Somehow, Lord, a soul, a life, a testimony, a witness. Lord, bring glory to your name. We pray that you'll calm troubled souls and alleviate fears. Dear Lord Jesus, dear Lord, we just pray. We pray for Sister Olga. Lord, that you'll come to her and bless her, Lord. And it's kind of close to home for her. And we ask, Lord, that you'll just be with our sister throughout this day and comfort her own heart. We pray, Lord, that you'll come to Carly's grandmother today. I don't know what time she's scheduled for, but Lord, whatever it is, whenever it is, we just pray that you will help her today. We pray that you'll see her through this surgery, and Lord, bless her and make Carly a blessing and give her help as she convalesces then afterwards. We just trust you for it. We pray for Sister Graber again today, Lord. We pray for that little baby that we've been reminded of and asked to pray for. Lord, every need, every sickness, we pray, Lord, that you will stretch out your hand to heal. And let signs and wonders be done in the name of Jesus, that your name may be glorified, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Now that last verse. All the way my Savior leads me, all the hallelujah, we commit our way, oh Lord, we delight ourselves in you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Your ways are good. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, dear Lord, direct, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, that we can follow your will, oh God, your path. Hallelujah. Lead, direct, oh Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord Jesus. Praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, Jesus, your will be done, O God. Direct